Hello and welcome back to another episode of Let's Swipe with Erica, Amy, and Amanda. If you are enjoying the podcast, please make sure to subscribe and leave a review on whatever podcast app you use. This really helps other people find our podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at Let's Swipe Podcast. We'd also love to hear your stories. Email us at letswipepod@gmail.com with questions, comments, or to let us know you'd like to be a guest on the show. And now it's time for this week's episode of Let's Swipe.
It's been kind of like that for me lately. I briefly mentioned before we started recording that I fucked up rice tonight. I cooked dinner and then realized I wasn't hungry even after I cooked the dinner, and I messed up my basmati rice, which I'm really pissed about because it's the good rice. It's not like the crappy generic white rice. It's like the basmati rice, and I screwed it up, and now it's like this big glob of gluten-y rice that's all stuck together, and I'm so pissed off about it. Anyway, first world problems.
Well, yeah, but I think I want to cheer you on that. There's people, if they heard us right now, they'd be nodding. They'd be like, yep. Like, maybe that's where sticky rice balls comes from, because someone's like, well, we're not wasting this, so we let's figure out something.
It's going to get eaten. Yeah, even if it is, like, the most horrible thing that just sits on my stomach, because I am broke right now, and I can't afford to go grocery shopping. I'm like, I'm eating every last expired bit of food in my pantry, including the globby rice.
I think this might be the globby rice episode.
Globby rice. Love it. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, dear listeners, my life has been kind of meh. That's about the best I can do.
But she's healthy now. We missed you last week, and apparently we should have had you on because you had a super sexy, was it that you said you sounded like?
Kathleen Turner. Whenever I get really congested, my voice gets really deep, so I kind of sound it like this, where I'm really breathy.
Shit, we missed a gold mine. We could have just aired that as a promo on like some of the more dude related podcasts, and they would just tuned in. Ooh, who's that?
It's so sexy. I don't have a lot going on right now. Like the fucked up rice is kind of setting the tone for my life.
So it's a misadventure, but it can't be salvaged. I mean, there might be some sort of life story in this. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you've been having adventures while we were taping the other episode, so can you fill me in? I've been kind of behind my Amy hijinks.
Okay, that I go on Tinder. I've not really been on anything other than Tinder. I haven't really been communicating. I just go on and kill some time, and then I'm like, yeah, this is stupid. So the other night, I was really in one of those kind of blah mood. I was killing time, and three swipes in a row, we had a guy laying on a bed, and all you could see was his backside, you know, suggestively hinting at the backside, not full backside, but empty profile. Nope. I mean, it was a nice backside, but that's not what I'm looking for. So swipe left. Next one. We've got a shirtless selfie in front of a mirror, and I don't know if it was some special trick he was doing with his penis, or if he was just a bad housekeeper, because the mirror looked really dirty. Like it looked like there were bubbles all over the screen. I shared it on my Facebook page. I have a wall of shame that I think I've mentioned before. So there's a photo of it and you can go back and look, but it's okay. Is this guy advertising like a special trick or is he just a really bad housekeeper? Because if you're going to do a shirtless selfie with, you know, where the image is, the composition is centered on your groin in your underwear, at least clean your mirror.
Maybe it was part of the mystery. Like,
I'm like, what is he going for here?
It's like, I don't know how to pixelate, so I'm just going to not clean my mirror.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Once again, he was a very nice chest, very trim, very, very much what I would be looking for if he actually had something to say, because he didn't fill out his profile either. So I swiped left on that one. And then the next one that came up was a guy who did the selfie in the mirror and was talking about a hat that his bank gave him. And he misspelled half the words. I don't even know what he was trying to say because the grammar and the spelling was so bad that it was just this random gobbledygook of letters that I couldn't read exactly. And he used the wrong possessive of there. So
was the hat in the picture?
Yeah, and then in the description, which he did fill out, he was talking about him and his partner were a package deal and they're looking for a third.
Of course. Well, you don't need no spelling when you're bringing an extra to the table.
And on my, I sound like such a snob because I make fun of people's spelling, but I'm kind of, is it really that hard to make an effort? I mean, it's just, you know, once you've known someone and you're texting, I don't mind it so much if people are like texting fast or, you know, someone's doing voice to text and it misspells half the words and you kind of have to make it out and figure out what someone is trying to say. That's fine. But whenever you're trying to make a first impression like that, at least spell check your work. I mean, is it really that hard? It's like someone broadcasting the fact that they're trying to make as little effort as possible. And it just annoys the shit out of me. And I'm understanding of my privilege that I have been lucky enough to go through lots of education and be able to spell right, even though I don't spell worth a crap now because of spell check. But autocorrect. I've forgotten how to spell everything because spell check corrects it for me. It's made me a very lazy speller. Anyway, sorry, I'm going off on a tangent.
That's okay. Although it's intriguing that this person may also have spell check and they bravely chose
not to use it.
Not to use it. It's like the guy who's just like, I don't need an attorney. I'm going to represent myself.
Or my personal favorite, whenever you do use the spell check and you forget, it doesn't recognize words unless they're misspelled, but if you happen to type out manger instead of manager, you end up being the local general manger. Either that or my other favorite was, I used to work at a place where they did printing on t-shirts and promotional merchandise and stuff like that, and we always had to save the file, whatever the item was, and I can't tell you how many t-shirt I sent off to the printer because I can't, I am not that good of a typist. Lots of t-shirts.
So aside this dazzling array of the local fauna, have you gotten out into the world? Have you gotten to maybe see people in real life?
Because I'm poor, I've not been going out a lot, but I bought tickets for this thing way back in 2019, and it kept getting rescheduled because of COVID. So it finally got rescheduled, it was kind of another one of those things where I'm like, I don't want to do this. Let's just go get it over with. And so I went with my friend Mike, and it was a Lego bar. It was at one of the local breweries, and they put up walls made of Lego, except it wasn't real Lego because real Lego is too expensive. So it was like the fake Lego, what I call Flago. It was really fun, bit of reconnaissance work while I was there, because I'm like, what if I would have came with one of the girls? You know, what would this have been like as far as opportunities for meeting people? And I would say it was about 1/3 female to 2/3 male. And I think that most of the females that were there were either with a group or with a boyfriend. Like, that was just kind of the vibe that I got. Like, the women, there weren't groups of women. It was like a woman came in with a man. Just the way that they were kind of paired off and like in the groups and everything. So it probably would have been a good opportunity to meet. Yeah, it was fun. It was I ended up making an octopus out of Lego. It was flat, not a three-dimensional octopus. And then after I got done building it, I realized my octopus only had 7 legs. So it was a septopus.
Septopus?
Instead of an octopus.
Well, it's a post-pandemic octopus. Like, the octopus has seen some stuff. just glad it comes through the other side.
it was a fun opportunity. Aside from that, I've not done a lot. I talked to Amanda about this because I was chuckling. I've sort of in the last few months really been getting, I'm gonna use the word bitchy, but I'm gonna come back and sort of circle back about how I'm trying not to feel bitchy about setting boundaries. I've had a couple of things where I've hit my threshold of what I can tolerate. I'm old, I'm bitter, I'm angry, and I'm not putting up with people's shit anymore. And I'm trying not to feel like a bitch about that just because I have things that I, you know, not articulating very well. Use your words, Amy. Use your words.
Well, I know if I may, you're becoming a little bit firm on some things that you will tolerate, some that you won't, just because.
Exactly.
Yes.
I briefly talked about a guy that I met over the summer that I was referring to as Groucho, and he remains a very nice guy, but he was in that place of being recently divorced, and I'm not dissing on divorced guys, but it's like any other relationship. When it ends, there's that period where you kind of have to go through a period of adjustment where you sort of figure out what went wrong. And I know the inclination is to just jump right back out there when you're hurting and, you know, fill that void. And that was the case with this guy, where he was just trying to get back out there as soon as possible. And he met me, he really liked me. I was a little more reluctant and said, okay, you're cool, but I can only be your friend. And then after that, the conversation sort of turned to these things. And it's like, I would get messages, hey, babe. And I'm like, if you're trying to be my friend, you probably shouldn't be calling me babe. The conversation trailed off, and then it trailed off some more. And he, like a month after the fact, I got a text message from him, and he's like, We haven't talked in a really long time. Is everything okay? I went on one date with him and then said, let's be friends. And then I went on a second, I'm going to call it a date because I don't know what else to call it. But at that point, I'd already said, I can only be your friend. So we went on a regular date and a friend date. Do I really, have I invested enough time in this that I feel like I should even respond to this? How would I feel if someone just ghosted me? I'm like, I'm sort of okay with the ghosting thing. Like, I'm over it. If someone just stops talking, I have my moment of irritation and I'm like, whatever. And then I kind of had a moment of, I'm in my 40s. I'm not a juvenile. I know how to be an adult. This guy, I guess, deserves the, closure or whatever. Because anyway, I decided to send him an email. I actually had a guy friend help me out with it. I wrote back, hello, been a bit under the weather, but I'm doing fine. Thank you for your concern. I don't feel that it is in my best interest to continue our friendship slash relationship. I believe you won't ever settle for being a friend, and I won't accept you trying to press your luck. Best of luck to you moving forward. Be well and take care of yourself. So,
Perfectly adult. It's very nice and it's very
I
firm.
mean, there was no reason for me to be bitchy to him because he was a nice guy. He was not at a place where he could be a friend. And I'm in a place where I can't teach him how to get over a divorce. Not that I'm an expert or anything like that. It's just, we were not. I don't have the mental resource.
Thanks again for listening to Let's Swipe. We will be back again next week. Until then, happy swiping!